These are the issues that matter to Chattanooga.
From City Hall to your neighborhood, they have you covered.
This is Chatham Matters Now.
You've probably noticed lots of new construction around Chattanooga. The city is growing, and with it, the tree canopy is shrinking. It has been for decades. Now the city is doing something about it. Chattanooga City Council gave the go-ahead for a whole new set of rules about planting and removing trees in the city. A lot is changing, and this ordinance impacts both trees the city owns and trees on property being developed. So what's new? First, every public tree that gets removed has to be replaced one for one. If you get a permit to cut down a city-owned tree to build a driveway at your house, you have to plant a new one of the same size or pay the city to plant one. The same goes for big-time developers. Second, for developments bigger than an acre, there has to be a certain amount of trees on the property after construction, either by not chopping some down or planting new ones. And there's a fee to the city if developers don't have enough tree cover. These fees will all go to something new called the Tree Bank. That's a fund to pay for more public trees on city property and city streets. But here's what the ordinance doesn't do. It doesn't stop anyone from cutting down trees on their property. Homeowners can still do whatever they want with a tree in their yard. And while these rules are meant to maintain Chattanooga's tree cover, a lot of private trees do get cut down across the city. Because trees have to be cut down for the city to grow, young trees will have to take their place, and it could take decades for Chattanoogans to see benefits like more shade and cleaner air that come with healthy, older trees. If approved a second time next week, the tree ordinance will take effect 90 days later.
Thank you, William. That's William Newland of Chatham Matters. Make sure you go to chathammatters.com to learn more about that ordinance and more things that are happening right here in the scenic city. Chatham Matters doing a great job on keeping us up to date on all of the civic issues and more. If you'd like to hear more Chatham Matters Now, there's a page on our website at hits96.com. We're also posting up to our Facebook page, facebook.com/hits96.